A 41-16 point victory in the final test for the Lions. They needed to take victory, and they done it in emphatic style, Alec.
Very much so. As you said, that scoreline of 41-16 to British and Irish Lions certainly meant that all the changes that Warren Gatton had made as a coach, and some controversial, as you know, the dropping of Brian O'Driscoll. But at the end of the day, in the second half, the Lions came good. It was 19-10 at half time. At one stage in the second half, two Califano penalties brought it back to 19-16. But then 22 unanswered points from the British and Irish Lions took them into a tremendous 41-16 result. And as you said, their first that Lions test victory since South Africa in 1997. It was a tremendous start by the Lions. Will Genia knocked on from the kickoff. A few phases of play, and in the first minute, prop Alex Corbero went over with Halfpenny converting to make it 7 points to nil. Halfpenny, who was voted the man of the series, then kicked a penalty to make it 10-0. But back came Leofano with the penalty for the Australians. Halfpenny once again showed his form with the foot, taking his second and third penalties. And at one stage, the Lions led by 19 points to 3. But just before half-time, as they did in the first test, Australia came back very strongly. And from some good play going left, James O'Connor showed very nifty feet to nick in at the post. Leofano converted, so 19-10 at half-time for the Lions. The second half started very much like the second test. The first 10 minutes, it was all Australia. They had two penalties from the boot of Leofano, bringing it back to 19-16. But on the 50th minute, really, the last half hour belonged to the Lions. And as you can hear in the background here, their supporters are making a lot of noise. On the 50 minutes, Halfpenny again was successful with a 30-metre penalty, making it 22-16. And then shortly after, Jonathan Davis made a super break down the left-hand side. He fed it to Halfpenny. Halfpenny, he brought it back inside to Johnny Sexton, and he went right in the post, absolutely delighted, making it 27-16. Halfpenny converted to making it 29-16. Coach Warren Gatland then rung the changes, bringing on all the substitutes, and a further another lovely break by Halfpenny when the ball was kicked loosely to him. He broke down the left hand touchline, flicked it back inside, and George North went over. That was 34-16. And then in the 70th minute, the icing on the cake from a scrum in the 22, the ball was put flat to Roberts. Jimmy Roberts, on his only first time back in this series, he raced over, and Halfpenny with another conversion made at 41-16. Halfpenny's contribution was a tremendous 5 penalties and 3 conversions, 21 points, and he only missed about 4 kicks throughout the series. And really, when you think about it, he was the difference between the Lions winning that first test. But overall, a tremendous performance by the Lions. In the Olympic Stadium tonight, there was 83,702 people. It was an absolutely fantastic atmosphere to see, with all the Australians wearing their yellow hats, and the Lions certainly made themselves known, and I'm sure tonight in Sydney they'll make themselves even better known, because it's been a tremendous build-up to this series. You know, at 19-16, nobody thought what was going to happen. Gatland has come under a lot of criticism for his selections this week, but at the end of the day, the coach is the man that makes the calls. His call was right today, and a final score of 41-16 vindicated everything he'd done. So a great night here for the British and Irish Lions in the final game of this tour to Australia. It's a 2-1 series result. And tonight at the Olympic Stadium, the final score was Australia 16, the British and Irish Lions 41.
So then, Alec, what was crucial, what was key about tonight that was there for this game but wasn't there in the opening two matches?
Well, it was a great start they made tonight, Oisín. The Will Genia knocking on, of course. But what they did tonight that they didn't do in the second test, when they had advantage in the first few minutes near the line, they got over the line tonight to make it 7-0 in Halfpenny's penalty. So it was 10-0 after 7 minutes, and that really rocked the Australians. The scrum was tremendous tonight. Corvus Errol coming in, and Hibbert as well. And really, Sean O'Brien, I should mention as well, had an outstanding game, having to go off with a sore knee. But all in all, the Lions pack was just too strong. They forced penalty after penalty from the Australians in the scrum, driving them backwards. And as I said last week when we were talking, if you don't get your set pieces right, they only lost one line out tonight. They did lose it a bit in the 10 minutes before half time and in the 10 minutes after half time, when, as I said, Australia come back to 1916. But that final half hour, they really more or less killed the Australians off. And really, at the end of the game, Australia had nothing to offer. And believe you me, for Australia to be beaten 41-16 in their own backyard, this will not be easy. And you would have to say now, Robbie Deans is... management is up for sale.
And what about the Irish contribution in this third game, Alec?
Well, as I said, the Sean O'Brien for me was outstanding. I thought he should have had more game time in the three series, but nevertheless, he played really, really well. Johnny Sexton had a much better game today, getting that score, which is tremendous. Tommy Bow almost got over near the end with a chip and chase, but he has again contributed greatly coming back from that bad finger. But the one person I'd have to single out, Oisin, and I was a bit critical of him in the Six Nations, Conor Murray. Conor Murray came on this tour. A lot of people wondered why he was selected. But I can tell you now, he ended up at the end of this tour, I would think, as a number one scrum half. He came on for Phillips tonight, and he did not look out of place at all in that final half hour. Showed a lot of maturity, especially when he's kicking. And I think Murray can look back on this. He's only 23 years of age. And, you know, to be in your first season in the Six Nations, basically, to have taken part in the British and Irish Lions tour and to have come away with a result is great. So the contribution great. Obviously, the big talking point, as we know, was the dropping of Brian O'Driscoll. Must have been very difficult for Gatland, must have been very difficult for O'Driscoll. Saw him sitting in the crowd tonight watching, and, you know, you just wonder what was going through his mind. Played in every game virtually and has never won a series. And the game that he doesn't play and they won. But, you know, that sport, it can be cruel at times. Gatland was a bit listless this week. But you have to say at the end of the day, Gatland proved his point.
And it was very much a Welsh flavour to the Lions team throughout the entire series. And you had players today once again stepping up. Alwyn Jones coming in as the captain. And what can we say about Lee Halfpenny? Certainly the player of the series.
Oh, very. It's tremendous. Not only that, but I mean, the way he took part in the two tries as well, linking up. And he is just a tremendous player. When you have somebody who kicks a penalty the way he does and has the confidence, it gives the forwards great heart, because they know if they can get that scrum moving forward, if they can force a penalty anywhere inside the opposition half, he is a person to put the ball over. And certainly, as you said there, the Welsh contribution, well, what we have to say is, you know, when you saw the way Wales finished the Six Nations with that tremendous result against England, you know, there was a lot of play. There was a lot of chat here in Sydney, of course. A lot of English people, a lot of Irish people were not too happy with so many Welsh people. The Welsh, of course, thought we should be 15 players on the team. But on a serious note, Gatland, every selection Gatland made for the game tonight, every one of those players fronted up, and every one of those players proved to Gatland what he wanted them to do. And as I said before, 41-16, Oisin, nobody could argue with that result.
And finally, Alec, playing for the Lions, being part of the tour with the Lions team can define a player's career. And it'll be interesting now to see how players will move on from this and take the experience back into the likes of the Six Nations and other big test games with their own countries.
Well, I mean, the thing is that Australia come in the autumn, the Australians are coming to autumn, they're going to play all the four home countries and games. And certainly that it'll be interesting to see now how they do when they come to play Wales. They come to Aviva Stadium as well in November, so it's really a grand slam for them in a sense. They're going to be playing all the four home countries. So it'll be interesting to see now how the home countries do this. It'll be interesting to see how, you know, some of the Irish players, Conor Murray have mentioned all now, how they're going to tail in with the new Joe Smith regime. Certainly from England's point of view, they have a lot of good up-and-coming young players. Scotland, unfortunately, Richie Gray was the only representative out of the 23 on the pitch tonight, but unfortunately there's still some good young Scottish players to come. But I mean, this can only be good for rugby and the four nations, England, Ireland, Scotland, Wales. And to come here to Australia, you know, who, as we all know, are very sporty minded and will not take this defeat too easy. Had it been just a 2 or 3 point victory, what's interesting, if you note, that in the first two games there was only 3 points separating the two sides and those victories for and against. But tonight, 41-16 was so convincing that nobody can say anything about it. Outscored Australia by 4-1. And all in all, actually, it's been a tremendous end. What has been a bit of a tour of ups and downs. There's been a lot of criticism, as you know, about selection, about certain players being bought out. There was a lot of criticism after last week's performance, especially in the second half. But all I can say is, watching there tonight, you can only but admire Gatland and his coaching side, the way they lifted the team and even more so the way the team responded on the pitch tonight.